And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Taking a break from Open Line for a bit here, and joining me in studio is Lisa Wilson, the director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today? Let's see. It helps when you turn your mic on, or when I turn your mic on for you. So all right. So a few things going on in Independence, actually quite a bit. And one of the things you did want to talk about was the Chamber Pride Committee Oak Street tree project. And that happened last weekend. How did that go?
It went very well. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody involved in that and make the community aware that the 18 trees that are on Oak Street between Park Boulevard and Penn Avenue is a project of the Chamber of Commerce Pride Committee, and it is because of the generous contributions of those who purchase trees, as well as TLC Nursery for their generous contribution of the planting of those trees. I was talking to Jack the other day, and he was talking about being out there and digging the holes for those trees and hitting sandstone and breaking an auger and working hard to get those trees in the ground. So we appreciate that, because we're really working hard to beautify our community. And sometimes we need the community to step up and help us accomplish those missions. And by those generous contributors to purchasing those trees, that helped us out, as well as our businesses who stepped up, like TLC, to help us with that project as well. So just wanted to make sure that everybody enjoys those trees. They are serviceberry trees. They will bloom in the spring and they will change color in the fall. So they will grow to be beautiful trees along Oak Street as people enjoy our park and the zoo. So sometimes we just drive around and we don't notice really what's in front of us. And I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody who helped make that possible.
Absolutely. So a great thing that got put up there on Oak Street. Also, it's Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh, my goodness. We have to give a shout out to our teachers. My mom was a teacher. My two sisters are teachers. My two daughters are teachers. And I've grown up around education and seeing all the time and dedication that they put into changing the lives of young people. They're molding our youth for the future. So I just, COVID has been so hard on our teachers. And I just want to give a shout out to all the teachers in the 446 district, and actually in the county, mm-hmm. and all of the administration for their support. It's been a difficult, school year, but they're plugging along. School's going to be wrapping up soon, but this week is Teacher Appreciation. So I saw something on Facebook just a little bit ago on USD 446 Facebook page, and they're asking for shout outs on Facebook. So if you have a good story about a teacher or a nice compliment, be sure and put that out there on Facebook.
All right. So again, Teacher Appreciation Week, and also the Young Artist Exhibit is now up through Friday.
There's lots of things going on, yes, and the museum always has lots of fun things to check out. So in their gallery right now is the Young Artist Exhibit. The museum's located at 123 North 8th Street, and the Young Artist Exhibit is on display now through Friday, so you still have a few days to check it out, and they're open 10 to 4. So be sure, check that out as well. If you're out and about, you can also hit the Little House on the Prairie. I've talked about this. Excuse me. I've talked about this for many weeks now, but I just want to make sure that everyone knows the Prairie is open actually 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, Sunday, 1 to 5. It's a great place when you have family in for the weekend, visiting, you're looking for something fun to do when the weather cooperates. This last weekend was beautiful and was a great day to get out. They have the log cabin, the schoolhouse, the post office, the gift store. They have a little petting zoo kind of with mules and miniature donkeys and miniature ponies out there. And they have some apples you get to feed them, and picnic area. Lots of fun things to do on the Prairie. Admission is $3 for adults, $1 for kiddos. And if you need more information, you can call 289-4238.
All right, so be sure to head out for that. Also, just want to let everybody know about the park and the zoo being open, and also Glow Golf will be Well, I think that will be happening at the end of the month.
That's
or near the end of the month.
Yeah, that's right. So Park and Zoo, as you mentioned, is open. And the rides, the train, and the carousel and miniature golf are open on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 5. And then starting on May 27th, they will be open Thursday and Fridays from 11 to 1 and 5 to 7. And then Sundays from 1 to 7. But right now, Saturdays, Sundays, 1 to 5, you can ride the train for 50 cents. You can ride the carousel for a nickel, play miniature golf for $2. The zoo is completely free. The playground is free. It's a beautiful place to hang out. So check out the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo and mark your calendar for Glow Golf. As you mentioned, it'll be Friday, May 28th. It starts around 9 o'clock at night when it gets dark enough for those golf balls to glow in the dark. And it's always on the fourth Friday as we progress through the months, I think, until October.
And the best part is that's also going to be a Memorial Day weekend as well. So it'd be a three-day weekend. All right. Also, the Farmers to Families food commodities, they're actually being handed out right now as we speak, I do believe.
That's right. So rain, shine, snow, sleet, whatever. The volunteers are out there passing out all of the food boxes. So it's every Tuesday in May, except for the 18th. So today, May the 11th and May the 25th, they will have the free food box distribution out at the park. If you know of someone who could use a box, you can even drop by and pick one up and then deliver it to someone. But these boxes have meat, produce, dairy products in them. A gallon of milk comes with each one of them. Again, it is open and available to absolutely everyone in the community, completely free. Distribution starts at 10:30 today, so just in a little bit. In the park oval, you line up along Morningside Drive, and it snakes through the park. And usually, right before, I mean, it lasts for about less than an hour, and they usually pass out between 900 and 1,000 boxes of food.
Which is absolutely amazing. Also, with it being Tuesday, it's time to remember to go green and recycle.
That's right. So recycling is every Tuesday. We talk about this on a regular basis, 11 to 1, also on Thursdays from 8 to 2. Just want to remind all the recyclers to sort your plastic, your paper, your glass, aluminum, steel cans into individual bags. It really helps with the sorting. If you're looking for a full list of acceptable items or unacceptable items, you can check out the Chamber's website. It's on there. And in fact, you can bring even more than your recyclables on Thursdays. Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can drop off bulky waste items such as building materials or broken furniture or items that typically need to be dumped into a dumpster. You can bring those to the sanitation yard as well. So, you know, it might not feel like spring today, but spring is here, and it's a time where we can clean up our property, clean up our community, and the city is working hard to make it easy for us. So they open up that sanitation yard every Tuesday from 11 to 1, every Thursday from 8 to 2, so that we can get in there free of charge and drop off all of our junk. So take advantage of that. And if you're interested in volunteering at the recycling Saturday distribution day, give us a call at the Chamber at 331-1890.
All right. And also the next thing we want to look at is about raising money to help sustain the beautiful American flags that fly in downtown Independence and out on West Main. And I remember I was going out to the Skanks Insurance car show this past Saturday,
yes,
and just saw so many beautiful flags as I was going down Main Street.
That's right. We are fortunate. We have all of the beautiful American flags that line our streets in downtown Independence. And as you mentioned, out on West Main, as you make your way to the American Legion, it's absolutely beautiful, especially when there's a breeze in the air and the flags are waving in the wind. But in order to keep these flags on the poles looking nice and not tattered, we need a sustainable project. And so the VFW is doing a Cinco de Mayo fundraising dinner this Wednesday at the V, and it's from 5 to 7, and then around 6:30, they're actually going to do a baked goods auction. So they're serving walking tacos, taco burgers, taco salads, nachos, and chicken quesadillas. All the proceeds from the auction will go to fund the flag project. And these funds will be used to replace the flags in the community. We have, I drove around. I mean, we have close to 100 flags that are flying. And these flags don't, I mean, they last for about 6 to 8 months because they're, you know, blowing in the wind. And so it's kind of an expensive project, but absolutely well worth every dollar that is spent. Flags cost around $35. They are being purchased from local suppliers, so we're happy to keep our money in town. Sayers and Newtons are both American flag providers for us, so we appreciate them, and we just encourage everyone to skip dinner. Skip cooking on Wednesday, right, and go to the VFW Post 1186 and enjoy some great Mexican food as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Love me some taco burgers, so so I would probably be there and eat all of them. All right, and you can also enjoy some great music and amazing barbecue on Wednesdays, as this week at Dickie's Barbecue, Robbie Bell will be there, and I love Robbie. You've met her. She's one of the nicest people I've ever met.
She is very, very talented, so very excited to have her performing at Dickie's Barbecue Pit in downtown Independence. They work hard to have great music every Wednesday at Dickie's. You know, really, there's no reason to ever cook again. You can just eat out every day of the week and enjoy some really great ways to contribute to the community, or enjoy some great music, and barbecue is the answer on Wednesdays. So go to Dickie's Barbecue and enjoy the playing of great music by Robbie Bell this Wednesday, and then Martin and the Dead Guys will be playing next Wednesday, and the address for Dickie's is 204 North Penn Avenue, and all the music starts around 6:30 and wraps up around 9.
Okay, one thing, Lisa, turn that mic towards you there just a little bit.
All righty.
Yeah, much, much better. No, I heard Martin and the Dead Guys this past weekend. They were actually playing out the car show as well. They're really talented. So be sure to head on out there. Also on Wednesdays and Thursdays, lots of fun at Indie Brew Works.
That's right. Always lots of fun at the brewery. Mixtape Music Bingo is Wednesdays, 6:30, and that's super fun. And then on Thursdays, they have the trivia night that we talk about as well. All the activities start, I believe, around 7 o'clock. And the brewery is a family-friendly environment, so just because they're serving beer doesn't mean that it's necessarily a bar feel. Mm-hmm. It's really a brewery, which is very different. And so it is a family-friendly environment. Want to make sure that all families know that you can enjoy some custom brews and some wine, but you can also offer up root beer to the kiddos, and everybody has a great time. And they don't serve food, which is not a problem because we have lots of great restaurants in Independence. So you just go grab some food at a local restaurant and head to the brewery to enjoy some fun with your family or friends.
Absolutely. And then, of course, coming up is First Friday, this Friday. And this week it is sponsored by the Wilson Medical Center and Independence Family Medicine.
That's right. First Friday is always the first Friday of the month. Friday, May the 7th is this week. From 7:30 to 9 at the Civic Center, we have First Friday, which is open to the public. We have three great speakers lined up. A light breakfast of muffins and hot coffee will be provided by our sponsor, Wilson Medical Center and Independence Family Medicine. And as I mentioned, we have Chief Jerry Harrison and Captain Lisa Helkenberg from the Police Department. They're going to be presenting all about the historical Fallen Soldier Memorial. But basically, they have done some research and found out that back around 1920, we lost an officer in Independence, and they're working to raise some funds and make sure that this officer is recognized in Topeka and at the national level at the memorials. So that'll be very exciting to listen to our officers, or our chief and our captain, present that information at First Friday. And then Tricia Purden is the executive director from the Montgomery County Action Council. She's going to be giving us an economic development update. as well as Dr. Vincent Bowie, who is the new president of Independence Community College. And we're going to get him in front of the public so that he can give us an update on what's happening at ICC. And more importantly, so that we just put a name with a face and get to know the new president. So First Friday, again, is this week. Everyone is invited. No cost to attend. If you're not able to make it because your work schedule won't allow it or you're just not able to be there, it is on Facebook Live through the city's Facebook page, and then it will be on YouTube.
All right. So be sure to check that out if you do get the chance. And this Friday and Saturday, pretty fun event going on at the Riverside Park 4-H building.
Women for Independence are presenting Junk and Jim's Vintage and Flea Market this Friday and Saturday. Friday from 12 to 6, Saturday from 9 to 4. They're going to have lots of treasures, so support the Women for Independence because they take all of the proceeds from this event and push it right back into the community doing good.
The Farmers Market, the Independence Farmers and Makers Market, continues again this Saturday.
That's right. Opening day was last Saturday. We had 17 vendors. We were very pleased with the turnout. The weather was great. It's every Saturday, May through August, from 7 to 11. And then actually starting in June through September, we'll have a Thursday afternoon market, I believe from like 3 to 7. But for right now, just mark your Saturdays from 7 to 11. Get there early for the best selection of vegetables, eggs, honey, coffee, baked goods. We even had some local artisans there showcasing jewelry and soaps and bath products and candles and just so much more available. They even had beautiful flower baskets and cactus planters that were for sale. If you're interested in being a vendor, you can sign up on the Independence Farmers and Makers Market Facebook page. And we just encourage everyone to remember to attend the Farmers Market every Saturday.
All right. And of course, this Sunday is Mother's Day. And what you can do is to shop for your mother shop at local businesses.
That's right. So I wanted to mention Mother's Day. Of course, everybody probably already has that on their calendar, but they might not have their shopping done. And this week is actually National Small Business Week. So there you go. Kind of a double whammy. We can celebrate our small businesses while shopping local and keeping all of our dollars in the cities, in the county, and just encourage everyone to check out all the unique shops and boutiques in Independence. We have a lot to offer. So, no fear, no worry. You don't need to get online at all. There's lots of opportunity to shop local.
Very, very true. So shop local as much as possible. Also, the VFW would like to invite the community to bingo every Monday night.
That's right. Doors open at 5. Games begin at 7. Bingo packs are only $7. Lots of prize money is given out every week. So grab your family, your friends, and go play some bingo and support the VFW.
Absolutely. And then the New Life Baptist Church on the third Saturday of each month are having a free clothing distribution.
That's right. So New Life Baptist Church at 2515 South 10th Street will be having their free clothing distribution on the third Saturday of each month. So that's coming up on May the 15th from 9 to 12. So please help share that information so that those who might be needing that support are aware of that opportunity.
And then the Montgomery County Bike Night Rollout will be happening on Saturday, May the 15th.
Yes, they had their first rollout back in April on the 17th. They were actually right here at Lanning's in Coffeyville. But they will be in Independence on May the 15th at the VFW. Lots of activity at the V right now. And you can go to the Chamber's Facebook page at Get Independence and see all of the other Bike Night Rollout dates through October. So they're going to be at the V on the 15th, and then on May 29th, they'll be at My Place in Cherryville. And then in June on the 5th, they will be back in Independence at Stoney's Grub and Pub and at Sassy's, and then back to Lanning. So lots of movement around the county for bike nights. So check out their schedule and have some fun.
And speaking of the veterans, the VFW, there will be a veterans representative there on May 20th.
This is something that they're offering up all veterans who are needing assistance when filing claims. So you can go to the VFW on Thursday, May the 20th from 9 to 3, and there will be a VFW representative there. The address for the V is 113 East Myrtle. And there will be assistance available every third Thursday of the month. They will have coffee and muffins available. But if you are needing assistance with filing claims, be sure and go to that at the VFW.
And here's another fun thing coming up as the Independence High School will be hosting a basketball camp.
That's right. So school's almost out. That means all the activities for summer will be in full swing. Camp dates for basketball camp are Tuesday, June the 1st through Friday, June the 4th. This is for 3rd graders and 12th through 12th graders. And it's $30 per student. If you have more than one child in your family, no worries. It's $15 for every additional family member. And lots of fun things are planned for camp. They're going to have like 3-on-3 games and knockout and dribble tag, and they're going to be teaching them lots of techniques. If you have questions about the camp, you can contact Coach Brad Smith at 332-1815. That's the school number for the Independence High School. And again, that is Independence Bulldog Basketball Camp, scheduled for June 1 through the 4th.
And kind of to round up everything today, the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center Board of Directors is planning an online auction fundraiser.
That's right. So Independence Historical Museum and Art Center Board of Directors is planning an online auction fundraiser with the bidding to take place starting June the 8th through the 12th. They have anywhere between 200 and 400 items that will be up for auction. They can actually be viewed at the main lobby starting on Tuesday, June the 8th. These items, though, I want everyone to know, are select. They're select items that are unrestricted gifts to the museum. You know, many people just, they find something that's a family item and they don't know what to do with it, so they take it to the museum. And while the museum appreciates everyone's generosity, they're out of room. And so they are needing to make some more room for storage. They have had these items that have been in storage for many, many years. So the purpose of this auction is to raise some much needed funds for the museum and to reclaim some much needed storage space. So they're not getting rid and auctioning off any, you know, incredibly valuable items that were specifically given to the museum for display. These are other items. Mm-hmm. Again, let me mention unrestricted gifts. And anyone interested in participating in the auction can sign up at Midwest Auctions. It's www.biddingheronline.com. And if you have any questions about this, you can call the museum at 331-3515.
All right. Well, Lisa, lots of great things going on up there in Indy. And if anybody has any questions about any of these events, or maybe they want their activity talked about or event talked about, how can they get a hold of you guys?
They can call us at the office anytime at 620-331-1. I almost forgot my number.
That happens sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. 1890. If we're not there, we open up at 8:30 to 5. If we're not there, you can leave a message for us as well. Our Facebook page is Get Independence. And our website is indkschamber.org. All the flyers are listed on there that have detailed information.
All right. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today. And we will talk to you again next Tuesday at 8:10.
I will be here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we will have more open line for you today. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.